For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I read in Sunday's San Francisco Chronicle that maybe things will straighten out a little bit if Kerry gets elected. Senator John Kerry hasn't tried to make medical marijuana an issue in his presidential campaign, but he has some differences with President Bush on the subject. Kerry says he would end the raids that have been a feature of the Bush administration's crackdown on medical marijuana in California, where voters approved the use of the drug for medical purposes in 1996. The Massachusetts senator has also signed a letter urging the administration to stop blocking medical marijuana research. Perhaps more importantly, Kerry said at a campaign forum last year that his disposition is personally favorable to marijuana as medicine, but that he would await further scientific studies before taking a definitive stand. He also criticized mandatory minimum prison sentences for first offenders and called for more drug education and treatment. Next, we'll hear from a politician who has educated himself on the issue of drug reform. This is Ralph Nader.
The drug war has failed. We spend a total of $50 billion annually on the drug war. The problems related to drug abuse continue to worsen. We need to acknowledge that drug abuse is a health problem with social and economic consequences and responses. Therefore, the solutions are public health, rehabilitation, social services, economic development for more jobs, and tender support time with addicts, particularly youngsters, in our increasingly depersonalized society. Law enforcement should be at the edges of drug control, not at the center. For every nonviolent drug offender we imprison, we could send 3 students to college. The fact that 25% of the world's prisoners reside in jails in the land of the free and home of the brave is a national embarrassment. Corporate prisons have become a public housing project. For all these reasons and more, the Surgeon General, not the Attorney General, should be at the core of the war on drug usage by showing the way to demand reduction and rehabilitation. It is time to bring some illegal drugs within the law by regulating them, taxing them, and controlling them. Ending the drug war will dramatically reduce street crime, drive-by shootings, violence, and homicides related to underground drug dealing. Leading conservatives and liberals alike believe the time is long overdue for this much-needed reform. It's time to bring this subject out into the open and right into the center of the presidential campaign.
Please visit StopTheDrugWar.org. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.